All praise is due to Allah, and may Allah raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and protect his nation from that which he fears for them. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah the Exalted revealed the Holy Quran as a guiding light for the people. It outlines the path of goodness for them and shows the way of honesty. The one who implements the teachings of the Quran shall win safety and gain Allah's acceptance. In the Holy Quran, Allah clearly mentioned the rights and obligations, made apparent the relationships and dealings that set out the rules of the religion. Hence, the pious predecessors of the first three centuries of this nation taught people the importance of learning the Holy Quran and glorifying it. Hence, they memorized it, understood its meanings, and spent much of their time in studying it. They dived into its depths and collected its pearls and gems. They compiled their conclusions and authored many valued books. Some of the pious predecessors authored books in which they explained the meanings of the ayahs of the Quran, while others authored books in which they clarified the way the Mus'haf should be written. Some even wrote books about the rules of the recitation, and others wrote about the reasons and circumstances surrounding the time of the revelation of the chapters and ayahs of the Holy Quran, among many other books. And know that Allah the Exalted gave the Holy Quran the greatest rank of all the revealed books. Allah revealed it to His Messenger, peace be upon him, part by part. It was not revealed all at once unto the Prophet, may Allah raise his rank. Rather, it was sent down all at once to Baytul Izzah and the first sky. After that, it was revealed part by part, depending on the situations and matters that occurred, until it had all been revealed to the Prophet over a time span of 23 years. Allah Ta'ala said, إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. Surah Al-Hijr, Ayah 9 means, surely we have sent down the Zikr, that is the Qur'an, and surely we will guard it from perversion. Hence Allah revealed the Qur'an to His Prophet and protected it from being perverted. It will never be distorted. Allah the Exalted made the Qur'an a great miracle for His Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. The non-believers failed to produce similar verses despite their eloquence and fluency in the Arabic language. They were challenged to come up with something similar to the shortest surah of the Quran, and they were unable to do so. قال الله تعالى وَإِن كُنتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِّمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّن مِّثْلِهِ وَادْعُوا شُهَدَاءَكُم مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ إِن كُنتُمْ صَادِقِينَ فَإِن لَّمْ تَفْعَلُوا وَلَن تَفْعَلُوا فَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ. Surah Al-Baqarah, ayahs 23 and 24 mean, and if you are in doubt about what we, Allah, have sent down upon our slave, Muhammad, then produce a surah the like thereof, and invoke your witnesses other than Allah, if you are truthful. But if you do not, and you will never be able to, then fear hellfire, which is fueled by people and stones, prepared for the disbelievers. The Quran has reached us by the way of tawatur, and throughout the eras it was preserved and will remain preserved in the future without perversion. It is a continuous call to the truth until the day of judgment. Ayah 1 of Surah Al-Furqan means, supremely glorified is He, that is Allah, who sent down Al-Furqan, that is Al-Quran, to His slave, that is Muhammad, that he may be a warner to the alameen, that is all humans and jinn. The example of a believer who recites the Quran is that of an etrog, a fragrant citrus fruit, which is good in taste and good in smell. And the believer who does not recite the Quran is like a date, which has a good taste but no smell. And the example of the hypocrite who recites the Quran is that of a basil, a rayhan, which smells good but is bitter in taste. And the example of the hypocrite who does not recite the Quran is that of a colocynth, which is bitter in taste and has no smell, narrated by Al-Bukhari. Al-Bukhari narrated with a continuous chain to Uthman ibn Affan that the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "The best amongst you are those who learn the Quran and teach it." He, peace be upon him, also said, "O Aba Zar, if you were to learn an ayah from the Book of Allah, it will be of greater reward than praying 100 rak'ahs, that is, of the optional prayers," narrated by Ibn Majah. Dear brothers, reciting the Quran is amongst the greatest acts of worship and makes one more accepted by his Creator. It also opens the gates of upgrading to higher stages of Iman. Allah the Exalted said in the Holy Quran, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَأَنفَقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً يَرْجُونَ تِجَارَةً لَنْ تَبُورُ لِيُوَفِّيَهُمْ أُجُورَهُمْ وَيَزِيدَهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ إِنَّهُ غَفُورٌ شَكُورٌ Ayah 29 and 30 of Surah Fatimeen. Indeed, those who recite the Book of Allah and perform the prayers and spend out for the sake of Allah of what we have provided them secretly and openly, hope for a trade gain that will never perish, that He may pay them in full their rewards and increase them of His grace. Surely He is Ghafoor, the most forgiving, Shakur, the one who rewards abundantly. Also the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, whoever recites a letter from the Book of Allah will be credited with a hasana, a reward for his good deed. And every reward is multiplied by 10 times of its like. I do not say that alif, lam, mim is one letter, but alif is a letter, lam is a letter, and mim is a letter. The Prophet, peace be upon him, also said, those who gather in places of worship to recite the Book of Allah and study it amongst themselves will have tranquility descending upon them, the mercy of Allah covering them, the angels surrounding them, and Allah will make them amongst those highly accepted by Him, narrated by Abu Dawood. In conclusion, Allah the Exalted has made the Quran the seal of His revealed books and a guide to His creations, and mentioned in it the rules that will benefit man in this life and in the hereafter. We ask Allah to enlighten our hearts and relieve our sadness and stress by the Holy Quran. Ameen.